We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are, say it with me, basement where I watch the Browns beat this freaking Steelers. Dustin Fox, I don't know where the hell you were. You were probably lounging in a pool in North Dakota for all I know, but you watched the game too.
I watched it on my couch. I don't know that I've streamed that much like in a first quarter of any game ever in my life. I mean, the football gets kicked off. I go to the fridge to grab a soda. I come back, and I'm like, I start screaming. The Browns just scored a touchdown! The first play of the game! They scored a touchdown! Like, I was screaming, like, the top of my lungs, and then it just steamrolled, an interception. And then it was Hunt, and it was Chubb, and it was Baker. I mean, this was look, I know the score was closer than the game was played, and Big Ben threw for 500 garbage yards late in the game and all that, and it still made me worried a little bit. I had to make a run for Steak and Shake in the middle of the third quarter because I got a little nervous. I needed like a little comfort food, and so I turned on Jimmy and Doug on the way, and I was panicking a little bit. But nonetheless, an ass-kicking at Heinz Field, first Browns victory in over 20 years. Just an amazing performance. I said last week, and I'll take all the crow, I'll eat all the crow today, because I said it was going to take a miracle to beat Pittsburgh with all of the limitations the Browns were facing going into this game. And there were a lot. But I'll tell you this much. One team wanted to be there, and the other team didn't. And the Browns took it to them from start to finish. They treated them like they were their little brother. And I loved every second of it. Kareem Hunt running like a man possessed. Our defense played great. We got undrafted guys like MJ Stewart's out there looking like frickin' Charles Woodson. I mean, what the heck? Like, guys played out of their minds last night. Absolutely awesome performance.
Incredible game. Incredible game. The Browns were dominant from the jump. I never doubted. I said the Browns were going to win on Wednesday. I said they were going to win Thursday. I said the Pittsburgh Sports Radio sucks. They've embarrassed themselves with their embarrassing call, ripping Browns fans still after they all said, people around the country, the great Dan Orlovsky said the Browns had no chance. Everybody, nobody believed. Nobody. And nobody. I told you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I never doubted for a minute. The Browns kicked the Steelers' ass up and down the field. Bleep Big Ben, that crying little, you know what?
Yep.
Suck it up, baby. You stunk. You stunk. He was terrible. He was terrible. Baker played great. Nick Chubb was awesome. They did exactly what we talked about, Dustin, on offense. Quick shit. Right? That's what it was all about. Baker's time to get rid of the ball was the quickest he had, the quickest average time of release for the entire season. The Steelers' vaunted pass rush was a non-factor. Michael Dunn, what a game he played. And then the guys, I can't even think of his name right off the top of my head now, the guy who came in for him. Baker just met him in the locker room before the game.
Isn't that amazing?
Kicked their ass, and it was awesome, and everybody loved it, and it was great to stick it to all these haters. Bleep them all. Amazing. Oh, it was so much fun to watch that. I was like a mental patient
watching
really this
was.
Game, Dustin.
No, I know.
I was going nuts.
I mean, it is funny, though, even though, the Browns had a 28-0 lead after the first quarter, like, didn't it still feel a little bit like you're a little nervous. Like, if, I was saying to my friends last night, a couple people were over, and I'm like, until this is like 45-0, like, I'm not going to feel like this is very comfortable.
I honestly, I will admit, the only moment I was a little nervous was when it was down to 13 or 12, and the Steelers had the, you know, were moving the ball, and they, for some reason, punted on that 4th-and-1, which is an all-time dumb call by Mike Tomlin. I have no idea what he was thinking. I got nervous for a second, but I still was very confident. That was the only time I really got nervous and started all my nervous ticks started really kicking in at that moment. But overall,
I felt so good
about it. They played with such passion and energy despite it. We talked about it last week, Dustin. Yeah, they were hamstrung, but it was overblown, this idea they couldn't win. And the coach mattered. Don't get me wrong. Mike Prefer totally blew the timeouts at the end of the first half. They would not have done it. Kevin Stefanski would not have used the timeouts that way. You never use the timeouts that early when you have the ball that deep. There was no reason to use the – Prefer handed the Steelers 3 points by the way he used those timeouts. Using the first timeout, why he used that timeout instead of just taking the 5 yards on the, when they tried to, you know, get him to jump off sides.
No idea.
Right, but that's exactly what we talked about, Dustin. I said with Kevin Stefanski out, I wasn't worried about the play calling. It was the game management stuff, and that was some of the stuff that was a little off. In terms of the play calling, Alex Van Pelt did a great job, as we thought.
He did.
It was a great game plan. Great game plan. And they kicked. I can't say it enough. I hate the Steelers as much as any team in sports. I hate Big Ben. I know hate's a strong word. I'll stand by it. The Steelers are arrogant. They're cocky. Juju was talking, and I knew that was going to tick the team off and fire them up even more. It obviously did because they all brought it up after the game. Jarvis humiliating him with that dopey dance in the locker room. Baker saying Browns is the Browns, running back to the locker room. I loved every minute of it. It was great. Great.
This was so much fun. To watch this game last night, and boy, man.
And let me be the first to say, Dustin Fox, before we go through another whole week where everybody picks the Browns to lose, let me be the first to say, Browns 31, Chiefs 28. Let me say it right now for those in the back. Browns 31, Chiefs 28. And if I'm right about this one again, if the Browns win this game, they can win the Super Bowl because the Chiefs are the best team in football. And if the Browns beat them, they can beat anybody. Yeah, I said it. If the Browns win this game, they'll win the Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl, no doubt. Browns 31, Chiefs 28. For all the, they can't beat the Chiefs. I got Jeff Schwartz on Twitter. Oh, you can't beat the Chiefs by running. Come on. Pipe down. Everybody shut up. And you know what? Don't shut up. Keep talking trash. Let everybody keep talking trash and saying how the Browns can't win every week, and they'll just keep taking care of business. Get Stefanski back. Get Petonio back. Get Denzel Ward back this week. They had nobody on defense, and they still killed the Steelers. Love it.
I don't know where to begin. Because, I mean, this was just such an amazing feeling, performance. Like, it just did not feel like the Browns of old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, typically, like, even when it was, like, 42, they got it within, like, 19 or something. By the way, what the hell is Tomlin doing punting on 4th-and-1, like, at the 40?
He punted twice on 4th-and-1.
I'm thinking to myself, thank God you punted. That was a miracle. Like, no coach punts in that situation. That was amazing.
So dumb. Good, you know, whatever. Who cares? I mean, well, there's so much to unpack. First of all, Pouncey, you know, choking on that first play, and I thought he kind of had the yips the whole rest of the game. He had a number of bad snaps after that, after taking that first initial snap. Great play by Myles Garrett. On the goal line, he kind of not – when it looked like James Conner was going to land on the ball, it really didn't get talked about on the broadcast. As Chris Collinsworth was telling us, how nice a guy Juju Smith-Schuster. Chris Collinsworth, go bleep yourself. I don't care how nice a guy Juju is. How do you not like Juju? He's dancing on the middle of the field. He's saying stupid things. How do you not like him? I don't like him. Blame him and blame you. Am I going too far?
I don't know. I mean, Juju seems probably fine off the field, but I don't really care about that right now because all I cared about last night was the game itself and kicking their tails. Yeah. And the Browns did just that last night. It was so much fun to watch the Steelers fans have to walk. I mean, there weren't anybody there. But to see on Twitter and see these fans have to just put their tail between their legs. You know, Big Ben, he's shedding a tear on the sidelines. This may be his last game, by the way. This may be Big Ben's last game ever played.
I hope they put him into retirement, and I hope the Steelers are about to start a run of terrible football.
How about Chase
Claypool scoring that touchdown? It brings them within like 15 or whatever it was. The scores were so weird at it. And he's like kind of throwing the ball down like he made a big deal. You didn't do anything. These guys put up big numbers when it was already a blowout. Ben threw for 500 yards. He threw 68 passes. And the Browns had the worst secondary in the history of football. And they still won the game. Baker was great, Dustin. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry. Austin Hooper's made some plays, but he's got to hold on to the ball. He and Higgins.
That one drop was really, really bad on that long third down, or second down, I should say, second and 21. Yeah. I thought that was, for a second, I'm like, that could cost you the game, because all of a sudden now you're really backed up third and 21, and it took you out of, because that would at least put you in field goal range, and it didn't happen there. So that was a big drop nonetheless. I thought, go ahead.
I was just going to say, MJ Stewart, I mean, he played a hell of a game.
Oh.
And I thought, obviously, Taki Taki made some big plays, including the interception. And great effort by Porter Gustin. That interception that he gets, most defensive linemen don't catch that ball, right? A lot of
times defensive linemen,
they dive for the ball, they land on the ground, and the ball pops out. But he did a great job. I mean, how many times is he touching the ball? Nice job by him.
Never. No, terrific. You're right. Baker was really good. I thought, man, Jarvis Landry, that guy, I mean, he just catches everything. You put the football within 6 feet of him, he's going to catch the ball behind him, low, high, in front of him. Like, he's just going to make that play, and he was phenomenal last night. I thought, frankly, both Chubb and Hunt, for the limited opportunities he had with just 8 carries, ran like a man possessed. I mean, it was amazing. Hell, we had a guy playing left guard last night that Baker didn't even know his last name. He introduced himself to him in the locker room before the game, for God's sakes. And he played his ass off. Blake Larson? I don't know. Blake, what the hell's Blake's Hance. Last name? He played great.
Lance.
Hanson?
Hance.
Vance?
I don't know what the hell
Vance?
His name is. I don't even remember.
Vance Refrigeration?
Vance. And you know, you talk about it. Nick Chubb had 22 touches. We've been complaining about him not touching the ball enough. 22 touches for 145 yards and a touchdown. Kareem Hunt had 9 touches for 61 yards and 2 touchdowns. They were both phenomenal. The three biggest stars at skilled position, Hunt, Chubb, Landry, all played great. And kudos to Baker, man. And I'm going to take credit for Baker's success because I was hard on him last year and early this year, and he was sick of me ripping him, and that's why he's playing better now. And he's playing great. No, I'm just kidding, but my part of this. But he's playing great. He's played great since week 7. He was the better quarterback. The Browns were the better team, and there was no doubt about it. And now hopefully they get their head coach back. I know he said today that he should be cleared by Thursday. Hopefully Betonio back, because you got a much tougher test next week. The Chiefs are a better team. The Chiefs are the best team in football. If the Browns can beat them, which I'm already predicting they will, the Browns can win the Super Bowl. This is it. I mean, the Chiefs are going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. Chiefs are a great team. They've lost one game. They lost their last game, but Mahomes didn't play in that game. They're 14-1 in the games Mahomes played this year. The Browns are going to have to score a ton of points, Dustin, to beat the Chiefs, but they are capable.
Their
offense is just cooking right now.
Yeah, they're playing at such a high level right now that, as you say, I mean, I know they got to go to Kansas City and it's going to be a tough task and all that stuff, but the Browns are peaking at the right time. You know, you mentioned they're going to get their coach back. They are, I'm telling you, man, like they probably feel like they're unbeatable right now. Like, I don't think that they care who they're playing. They're going to go into the game and feel really, really confident. And that, if you're playing a team like that, that's a scary team to face, because those teams, they don't give a damn. They got nothing to lose. You know, it's like Liam Neeson in Taken. Like, he got nothing to lose. Like, he's going out there like a bat out of hell and doesn't care how many guys he's going to face. I mean, the Browns are going into this game, like, really, really confident.
No doubt about it. They played with a chip on their shoulder. They've got to keep it. The Chiefs are not going to be dumb like the Steelers, probably, and talk trash.
No.
By the way, Juju Smith-Schuster has zero playoff wins, and every member of last night's Browns roster has one or more. Juju, you have zero. You embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed everybody. The Steelers. But as I said on Twitter last night, hey, Dustin, at least all the Steelers will be available to celebrate on Friday the 4th anniversary of their last playoff win. Because it's been a while. Here in Cleveland, we're used to winning in the playoffs. In Pittsburgh, it's been a while. It's been 4 years since they've won a playoff game. But we have a new, forget the past. Jonathan and I talked a lot about this on Wednesday and Thursday. This idea that because the Browns had lost so many games in a row in Pittsburgh, that meant the Browns couldn't win. It was bogus then. It remains bogus now. I'll give a little credit to John Dorsey. You've got some of the key players here. Gets a little credit. But in the end, it was the nerds, and a lot of football people were rooting against the Browns. That's been an agenda from the moment Paul DePodesta came here to the hiring of Andrew Berry, another nerd, and in a coaching vein, to some degree, Kevin Stefanski's a nerd too. And I say that with love and respect and not making fun. The nerds won. Kevin Stefanski, I'll give Ken credit. I heard him at 9 o'clock say, Kevin Stefanski is a coach for this modern NFL, and Ken is 100% right. We talked about this months ago, Dustin, that we were talking about the fact that Kevin Stefanski's young, he's into analytics, he's comfortable with, you know, computers and FaceTime and stuff. Some of these old-school coaches couldn't handle it, and I think a lot of teams would have, you know, bleep down their leg with this situation. No practice, basically, 2 weeks in a row. All the COVID situation. Do everything remotely. The Steelers had a normal week of practice, and they look like the team that hadn't practiced at all. The Browns look completely prepared, and that's because of their great head coach, who has done an incredible job. The job Kevin Stefanski has done this year is just remarkable. We got to have him back next week for the Chiefs. But I know this game doesn't factor in, but Kevin Stefanski should be the coach of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
I don't know what he did in his basement. I don't know what he did this week to put a game plan in. But I'll say this much. He's a hell of a coach. He's a hell of a play caller. And he's a hell of a delegator, too, because I think he had everybody prepared for this situation.
Right.
Going into this game, Mike Prefer looked extremely calm on the sidelines. Van Pelt was very comfortable on the sidelines calling the plays. I don't know. Like, I felt like Stefanski was there in spirit for some reason, because the team still felt the same. You know what I mean? Not taking anything away from the guy.
Right.
And giving the guy credit, because I think he had his guys ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
No doubt about it. He a lot of coaches are afraid to give power to their assistants. He empowers his assistants, and that's why they were able to do the job they did. We got to take a break. We love you all. Everybody's excited. You should all be pumped up. Let's celebrate. I know we mentioned the Chiefs already. We'll get more into it. Let's just celebrate this awesome win against that awful team in Pittsburgh. That everything. Their radio station, their embarrassing takes on Twitter yesterday. One of those dopes saying every Browns fan is a terrible
Who's
person.
Who's that?
You're just killing all Browns fans. I mean, whatever, dude. Get out of here. You talk trash all week, and then that's what you come with? Just apologize and shut the hell up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.